Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, or online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com gets you just a world of joy and love and frivolity as you follow us with our live streaming video of the show, as well as an archive of amazing thousands of hours of amazing audio, as well as there's so much stuff. How am I supposed to remember this stuff, you know? We need to have, as I said, I'd like to have a list of everything that's on the website.
Well, you said to Bud not to do that because you happen to remember, you know what's on your own website, don't you?
That's true, Mr. Andrew. You ought to know if you don't know.
Well, I can't know every little thing. We have the news feed, we have the webisodes, we have the archives, we have the video archive, we've got an amazingly deep archive, as well as the Milwaukee Lion podcast, as well as our daily classic podcast, as well as our daily show podcast. Good God! Oh, by the way, we apologize for not posting today's class. We're gonna have two classic podcasts tomorrow on the website. We were not able to post one today because we had internet connectivity problems at the main computer site. And that was the result of, it was not Time Warner's problem, although Time Warner was very interesting today. I was told, and I actually got on the line with the guy, I said, well, you know, I am I'm the main man. And
yes, sir, I think that what we're trying to do, sir.
And you said he was Dutch?
I don't know. There was an accent I couldn't recognize.
Yeah, it sounded to me like it's Dutch or Finland. Not don't know.
You don't know whether Dutch or Finland, man.
Well,
it was not. We often hear of the outsourcing of jobs to India. We love to hear about India this, India that. Well, I can guarantee you this: it wasn't Indian. It was not any sub-Asian country. It was not the South Pacific. It was not the North Pacific. It was not Mesoamerica. It was not South America, Central America, in between America, or your sister America. This was a guy from, I think it was a Laplander or something. I don't know.
Oh, would you get serious, please?
I don't know what it was. I shouldn't say it.
Yeah, I'd say it. I got on the phone with a guy. I was talking to a guy. He's all like...
You talk to him most of the time, right, bud?
Yeah.
What is solid?
I go, hi. This is a Phil Hendry show, and we're having connectivity problem. And he's all, what is the place of where you are? All like that, you know.
The what?
He says, what is the place of where you are? And I said, what? He's going like, where are you? And I go, look, I said, are you a dothead? And he,
you get out of here. You didn't say that.
If you said that, I'll call that, whoever that man was.
Dothead.
Don't call him a dothead.
I will call him, apologize to him, and then I'm coming back to finish the job on your testicles. Robert? Cut.
No, 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 no. None of this, Robert. Cut. I'm the guy that says that. You don't say that at all, and you don't dish out the punishment. I do.
Too late.
Yeah, I've already got an ice bag on it.
All right. I don't care if it was a Laplander or a guy from Sweden or whoever. But the guy was, he was very, very, you know, the dude was pretty direct as he said, I'm sorry, sir, we can't fix it because we need for someone to be there. Now, we've got people that are here, but I don't know that they're necessarily people that are going to be understanding a whole lot of flummery. And so, as it turned out, what we did was we just ran our own little test on it. We found out that we had to recycle some things. That had nothing to do with Time Warner. We didn't even need your help, Time Warner. Thank you very much for being there for us. Although you were, when I say there, I mean Lapland.
Phil, are you sure?
I don't know. All I can tell you is the dude. And you were the guy who was saying you couldn't understand him, right, bud?
I couldn't understand. A guy's all like that. I go, you got to slow down, man. And he's all, well, you don't exactly sound like, you know, you don't sound like you're put together all that good. And I go, what? And he goes, anyway.
But did you answer this guy with what every time?
No.
Well, that's all it sounded like you're saying.
The guy was talking. I said, I go, well, what's wrong with it? And he goes, but the thing about the bit that like that.
All right, so you couldn't understand him.
Yeah, so I go, what? And he goes, you sound like you're put together with spit and glue. I said, you know, I said, go to the horned one, and I hung up.
No, you didn't hang up. because I saw you were still on the line.
Well, I felt like it.
Go to the horned one. Oh, and this guy said to you, you sound like you're put together with spit and glue?
Yeah, and I said, I talk better than you. He goes. Well, you know, let me be the judge of that. And I said, what?
Well, no wonder he didn't take you seriously, but every other word from you is, what? You know, he's not going to take you seriously.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
What did he say?
He said, I can't understand. He goes, let me be the judge of that.
Let me be the judge of that. This is the guy on the Time Warner helpline?
I think.
Well, what do you mean you think, bud?
Who are you talking to?
The guy on Time Warner helpline. Well, it was... I called Movie Phone, too. And you know what?
Movie Phone? Well, that's a recording.
Well, I also called the theater. I called Movie Phone.
You know, when you're asked to do something, bud, you should do it.
You're talking to somebody in a movie theater? That's what you were doing. You were talking to somebody on a... you are an idiot, man. You're an idiot.
Well, anyway,
we fixed it. You sound like you're put together with spit and glue.
That's pretty good. I don't think that's funny.
I do. Now, get a load of this. You're not going to believe this. This is just jive, man. What began as a good-natured ribbing between teammates seems to have taken a turn for the sour over accusations of cheating. Last week, after weeks of teasing from his Philadelphia Eagles teammate, running back, this is ribbing that he's getting from running back LeSean McCoy, quarterback Michael Vick accepted a challenge to race. All right. Vick is 32. He'd reportedly had enough of McCoy, 24, teasing him and calling him old man, and he got permission from Coach Chip Kelly to race during practice last week. Well, the old man crushed the competition, beating his younger teammate by about 5 yards in the 40-yard race. But now, McCoy is accusing Vick of cheating, saying the quarterback left before the gun, and he says he has the proof. Vick hasn't replied to the accusations, nor has the video proof surfaced. Somehow it's safe to bet fans won't care either way if the team plays well. Now, they're trying to turn this into an issue, and I would say that either it's an issue that they're trying to publicize the team over, or it's a teammate that's actually trying to make Michael Vick look bad, or it's a sports reporter by the name of Gabrielle Levy.
Well, there you go right there. That's what I thought. This is a female sports reporter looking for an angle, and she thinks she's got the story. The editor let her run with it, and I think he's letting her run with it all the way out the door and into a sewer, because I think that's where her career is going to be. I'm not saying it's going to hurt her from the standpoint of literally taking her career into a sewer or sewage, but I think the editor has let her run with this out the door into a sewer and right straight out into the ocean with her career.
So you think it's a bad story?
Right.
Yes, I think it's a bad story.
Why?
Because I don't think there's anything. I think it's what do you guys, chicken stuff. Isn't that what you call it?
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't sound like there's a story there at all. But I will say the team has a new head coach. The Eagles are and have always been, you know, a team that their fans, the last 30 or 40 years, I mean, ever since the their last Super Bowl appearance, when they were beaten by the Oakland Raiders, and they had Ron Jaworski, and they had Dick Vermeil, and they had those great teams, the Eagles have, and then, of course, Donovan McNabb losing to the New England Patriots. The Eagles have been I shouldn't have said their last Super Bowl appearance. What am I thinking, you know?
You ain't paying attention to Super Bowl.
I don't know. The last few Super Bowls I haven't paid attention to because my life has been an upheaval. But nonetheless, the Eagles are a team that there's a lot of drama that surrounds them. There's a lot of expectations. The whole thing with Andy Reid, getting rid of him, the whole thing with Donovan McNabb, et cetera, so on and so forth, getting Michael Vick in there. The season they had last year, you know, interest in the team and keeping interest positive interest in the team, I think would be paramount. So this sounds good-natured to me. I don't think there's anything here that's more than just some good-natured, good-natured ribbing between teammates. Now, the big story of the hour is Jay-Z. And whether or not Jay-Z, the famous rapper, hip-hop artist, whether or not Jay-Z is a vampire. Yes, right here's a picture of him on our Phil TV in HD. Jay-Z from 1930, I say him. It's what some jackball that was looking at pictures in the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture came across this photograph, and it went viral. He says, that's Jay-Z.
Well, of course it isn't.
Of course it isn't. But what's amazing isn't so much the ridiculous notion that Jay-Z, you know, that's him from 1939, but the arguments that have been going on in the comments section about this. I mean, they're hysterical. You know, that anybody would even, that people are even talking about this. For instance, here's somebody say, well, I think it's a time traveler. People need to stop thinking that everything's a conspiracy or the ability of time travel is out there, says Trevor Burden. Yes, people need to stop thinking that way, Trevor, or maybe you just need to stop thinking that people think that way. Anna Renteria, has no one said it? Jay-Z isn't just a time traveler, he's a time lord. Ha ha. Then some guy comes on, a dude with the name of Satoy's Toy Petway. What is that, bud?
I don't know. It sounds like some kind of a Southeast Asian name.
This guy goes nuts saying, are you people effing serious? You can't be real about none of these theories. I mean, he is from the area of New York. That must be him. So in other words, that Jay-Z is a time traveler or a vampire, of course he ain't. But that people are taking the concept seriously is a beautiful thing. I mean, man, that goes well beyond anything.
So let me ask, they think he's a time traveler. What do these dumbasses think?
So I don't think the dumbasses think he's either a time traveler, a vampire, or a member of the Illuminati.
What's that?
Some super-duper groovy council of people that run everything. Now, that's the theories. Those are the theories that were probably put forth by the guys that are, you know, that are trolling this thing. But the dumbasses are buying into it. And so the next thing you know, this goes viral. It's a picture of a guy that looks like him. Obviously, he's not a vampire, but the funniest thing in the world is to think that there's people out there that believe that he is.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think? I think it's a guy that looks like him. That's it.
I don't know.
Get out of here, will you, Margaret?
Yeah, tell he's a vampire.
No, I didn't say that. That could be a relative. But I want to say something that's controversial enough. A lot of people will say, and you've heard them, that black people look alike.
Whites say that. Stupid whites.
All right. Isn't that proof?
No, that's not proof. That's not. I'll tell you what. I could find a white person from a historical photograph, Margaret, that looks like you.
All right, you're on.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious? I'll do that. That'll take me a half an hour.
You're on. Go ahead.
All right, I will. Are you saying that all black people look alike?
No, but I'm saying... No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that...
Are you saying they all look alike?
No. I'm a liberal.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're a liberal. But I can't find a picture of a woman from 1939 or any year that looks like you.
I'm saying I don't have the features that are mimicked...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, not yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I bet you we'll find a picture in this break of you, of a woman that looks like you.
If you do, then, well, I think it's a lie. I think you planted it.
That's it. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Busted.
They busted? Dude, it's a $30 glasses, you jackball. Where's the other ones?
In your pocket.
Oh. How did they bust these?
You sat on them.
I didn't. Did I sit on these?
Yeah, man, you're always sitting on them.
Well, every time you buy those glasses, you sit on them, you lose them, they go in your car, you can't find them.
I don't know, man.
How much did you pay for those?
I think they were about $30.
You've got to be out of your mind to spend $30 for that garbage.
What are you talking about, man? They work fine.
Go to the doctor and... Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go to the doctor.
You come...
I better go get some...
Some Pepto-Bismol.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry, Phil, but go to the doctor and get your eyes checked.
Yeah, you go to the doctor and get yourself one of those enemas or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, go get an enema.
What?
Never mind. What is that thing they give you when your stomach is all jacked up?
Some kind of thing that glows in the dark. Glows in the dark?
Yeah, they give you a drink, and then they shut the lights off and your belly glow. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of a, maybe they don't do it anymore. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Rolling Stones played in Las Vegas last night. Katy Perry came out on the stage. How do I know? We were just watching a tape of it. Did it suck? Meanwhile, police arrested a man who they say stabbed a University of Delaware quarterback. Police say Trevor Sesek, age 22, was arguing with a man identified as 25-year-old Michael Creed. According to investigators, Sesek was with a group of people Sunday around 1 a.m. in a parking lot at 54 East Delaware Avenue in Newark, Delaware. Investigators say Creed yelled something towards the group, which prompted Sesek to confront him. Creed allegedly leaned into a car and then came out as Sesek approached him. Creed allegedly leaned into a car and then came out as Sesek approached him. Police say Sesek grabbed Creed by the shoulder. Creed then allegedly stabbed Sesek several times. Wait a minute. Who's Trevor Sesek? Is he the quarterback? Creed then allegedly stabbed Sesek several times in the chest and abdomen before fleeing the scene. Sesek was taken to the hospital by private vehicle and underwent surgery. Police say he is currently in stable condition. Police analyzed surveillance cameras in the area and eventually tracked Creed down. He was arrested and charged with first-degree assault. Sesek of Limerick, Pennsylvania, is a fifth-year senior at the University of Delaware and a quarterback on the team's on the school's football team. Well, these young people, you know.
Didn't you say that Delaware has a great quarterback?
Delaware's quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks. Who's the guy that's playing right now is from Delaware? I don't remember, man, you know. But nonetheless, I told you that time I saw that fight and those guy that ran that guy. You know, when you're young, especially when you're young men, and you got nothing but testosterone going, one of the things that you will see and probably not be involved in, it's not hard to avoid fights like this. Sometimes you have to let discretion be the better part of valor, especially if you're outmanned, outgunned, or whatever you want to call it. But you will see some stuff. And I'll never forget, I went down to pick up some friends of mine. They said, they called me up. He said, you got to come get us, man. I said, what? They said, we ran out of, we were in an accident. And so the car's totaled. And we need to get out of here because there's a fight starting in the parking lot of this bar that we're at. Now, this is, you know, I'm like 22 years old, so this is, none of this stuff is unusual for 22. You know, you're a young guy, and your friends are young, and you're all hanging out at places where young guys hang out. Generally, the parking lots of bars at 2 a.m. because somebody did something. So these two idiots ran into somebody, totaled this guy's car, and that was a whole other drama. And I had to go get these guys. So I drive down to this parking lot that they're at, and I roll right into the middle of a huge fist fight that's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at these guys, and there's a bunch of guys swinging. Here comes some other guy running toward me. And I roll my window down. I'm looking for my two friends, and I don't see them anywhere. This guy says, what are you doing here, man? I go, I'm looking for some friends of mine. He says, yeah, well, get out of here. And I wasn't really going to, you know, challenge him. I didn't see my two friends. And then finally I saw them running. What they had done is they'd escaped the area. This fight had broken out. So they ran across the street to wait for me there while this whole thing went down. Well, as these guys get in the car, I turn around and look. Freaking car runs over this guy. Not the guy that was talking to me, but one of the people that was in the fight. And then the police rolled up on this.
What happened to the guy?
He got run over.
Oh.
Well, he got run over. I think he lived, but I'm pretty sure he did, as a matter of fact. But the cops rolled up on this thing, and it was, and you know what it was? It was in this parking lot.
Well, what happened to him?
I just told you, bud.
Well, yeah, he got run over.
Well, he lived.
He lived. I don't know. I didn't check with the hospital. I think he lived.
Well, can you be sure?
No, I can't be sure. No, maybe he died. How about that? Is that any better?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I can't give you any more information. All I know is I saw a whole bunch of Orlando police rolling up on this thing, and it was this big melee in this parking lot, like 2:30 in the morning, you know? And it was ridiculous, too, the nature of this thing and the fact that anybody could have just, like I did, I just wandered into this thing in my little Volkswagen almost got my ass kicked, or I would have had to kick a few asses, you know?
Yeah, right.
Well, all right, we'll be right back here on the... But I'll never go to another ABC Liquor Lounge in my life. We'll be right back. World famous Phil... I'm just kidding. Not really. Well, if I need a drink. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The 24th of June is our last show on the Talk Radio Network, and then we have elected to move on to other pastures. We appreciate the time that we've been with the Talk Radio Network. It has been a most educational period, but we have decided to move into some other pastures, one would hope greener, but that's always the case, no matter what you do in life. You're not really, it's not a comment on where you were so much as it's a comment on where you want to be. And one of those areas, of course, that we're one of the shows that has pioneered the area of digital, man. And that means online, and that means, you know, internet radio, as well as podcasting, as well as all of those areas that have heretofore not been really, I think, exploited by talent, by broadcasters. That's what we're doing. We're also going to be looking at, we're taking a good long, hard look at the option of satellite. And there's been an awful lot of people who have said to us, why don't you do a satellite show? And my answer has always been the same one, which is there money there? And is it something that's going to be feasible, given the fact that we have a online site that is a subscription site, given the fact that satellite radio is a right now is a subscription service. So is it, you know, does it make sense to have a subscription service and then ask people on that subscription service to subscribe to something else? Well, I mean, there's advertising that is sold in satellite radio too. So there's, you know, 601, I'm not even sure 601, half a dozen of the other makes sense in that context, but I'm doing my very best. Now, why do you have three-quarter pounders up there, bud, when we're talking about Angelina Jolie and a mastectomy or a double mastectomy?
Well,
don't say it, bud, or I'm going to smack you.
Two-quarter pounders? Ah, yeah!
That's not funny, man. Angelina Jolie, according to news reports, has had a preventive double mastectomy. Now, that's a courageous step. One that I dare say would cause a lot of women to pause, but one of the more beautiful and striking women of the cinema has decided to undergo and has in fact undergone a recent double mastectomy after genetic tests determine the actress faced a high probability of developing breast cancer. The girl interrupted Oscar winner revealed the news in a New York Times column published on Tuesday titled My Medical Choice, saying that she wanted to avoid the same fate as her mother, who died at age 56 after battling ovarian cancer for nearly a decade. I wanted to write this to tell other women that the decision to have a mastectomy was not easy, but it's one I am very happy that I made, Jolie wrote in the essay. My choices of, or rather my chances of developing breast cancer have dropped from 87% to under 5%. I can tell my children that they don't need to fear they will lose me to breast cancer. Angelina Jolie is 37. She has six children and said that they have sometimes asked whether she might also end up with that illness that took their grandmother, Marceline Bertrand, in 2007. What?
Well, how'd they find out that happened?
Well, maybe they asked.
Now, they're little tiny kids?
I don't know that they're little tiny kids. A lot of these kids were adopted, you know, by Ms. Jolie and her husband, Brad Pitt, or her partner, I should say.
Well, husband.
No, partner.
Well, no, it's by all, you might as well just say it's husband.
I'm not going to might as well just say it's husband. Why would I do that?
Well, you know, it's pretty, just all,
No, it ain't just all. She's either married or she ain't.
Are you trying to make the woman out to be the whore?
No, I'm not. What a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, but you'll drop them little tiny kids.
Yeah, you'd be saying they're bastards.
No, excuse me, let the record show that you jackasses are the ones that are throwing that around, okay?
I'm not a jackass, Phil.
Well, then stop with this nonsense about, well, why don't you just say that they're married? They're not married, and they're not married. Now, you know, if they want to get married, they can get married. Until then, he's her partner. He ain't her husband.
He ain't he. You know, you sound like every bit the stevedore that you really are at heart. Really, Phil, at heart, you're nothing more than a swaggering stevedore with beer and bratwurst on your lip. I'm going to the toilet.
Why would that piss you? Why are you going to the toilet?
She always goes to the toilet when she's mad.
You got it.
Well, why are you? What are you pissed off about?
I'm pissed off about the fact that you won't give Angelina Jolie the credit she deserves and the respect she... Oh, never mind.
And the respect she deserves for what? If she's not married, she ain't... You're every bit the stevedore, Phil, swaggering with beer and bratwurst on your lip. By the way, any of you guys out there that are listening...
Hold on, I'm back. No, I didn't mean to offend...
I'm going
to
say it.
No.
Hey, I'm going to say it.
I'm going to the bathroom. La, 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 la.
Yeah, go ahead. She was offending directly any and all that may work the docks of America.
That what a stevedore is?
Yeah, that's like a dock worker.
It's a dock worker, yes.
And Stevendorf.
Not Stevendorf. That's the guy that... Well, you are a real idiot.
That's what she said, Stevendorf.
She said stevedore, you moron. Stevendorf is the guy that does that electric blue, or what is that thing, Robert?
Yeah, that electric cigarette.
Bull crap.
Hey!
So he was he a dock worker?
Stevendorf is not a dock worker, no. Stevedore. Stevedore, not Stevendorf, you dork. All right, so can you imagine that? I almost got into a fist fight. I almost clocked Margaret over that one.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Would you close the door to the bathroom, please?
What?
Close the door to the bathroom, please.
I can't hear you.
Bud.
Got it. Gotta close the door to the bathroom.
All right. So that is Angelina Jolie basically saying, you know, preventative double mastectomy. Once I knew that this was my reality, I decided to be proactive and to minimize the risk as much as I could. I made a decision to have a preventative double mastectomy. I started with the breasts, as my risk of breast cancer is higher than my risk of ovarian cancer, and the surgery is more complex. Jolie credited her partner Brad Pitt for helping her through the arduous series of procedures, which began on February the 2nd and ended on April the 27th. So to anyone who has a wife or girlfriend going through this, know that you are a very important part of this transition. Oh, you know, a woman going through it alone, man. And I've mentioned before that I had the honor of knowing a lady who went through this, but I met her after the fact. And now I'm reading that what she went through alone. And she had a child, you know, it's brutal, man.
Why did you do that again?
So they won't get breast cancer, man. Look, if you have a high, see, it's genetic, breast cancer. And apparently Angelina Jolie went through some tests, and they did a whole genetic deal, and, you know.
Yeah, you can look down and see if your ancestors had it, like, you know, if one of the Quakers or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean, one of the Quakers?
If you had, hi, I'm back.
What are you doing with that roll of toilet paper?
I'm putting it in my purse, just to make sure. If you had an ancestor with breast cancer, now, for instance, in Utah, they found a very high incidence of stomach cancer. Well, it come to find out that the stomach cancer gene came into this country by way of a couple that was on the Mayflower.
No, you're not kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. And it made its way to Utah, where a large concentration of the descendants of these two people lived and eventually did develop this stomach cancer, and that's why it was concentrated there.
Because the descendants of this couple happened to descend, or rather, they happened to move there.
Yes, they migrated there.
Now, why did you say Quaker?
Well, I mean, if you had an ancestor going back to the times of, like, the medieval time.
Yeah, like if a queen had it?
You don't have to go all the way back to then, man. You can go back two or three generations. I mean, yeah, you can have your genome looked at or whatever that's called. But, I mean, what she did is she looked at some sort of a genetic test. I don't know what it was. And found out she had a high probability of breast cancer. Her mother had it. That's always a dangerous thing. You know, if you've... it's not a dangerous thing. It's always a very good indicator, in fact, if you have a mother, if you have somebody in your family. And so, this gal that I knew, man, she had this double mastectomy and she had reconstructive surgery. And I'll tell you what, man, it's amazing stuff. That reconstructive is amazing. They do phenomenal stuff with it. And they are natural looking breasts. And it's truly, I don't think women have anything to fear. And, you know, times have never been better than now, you know. We're not talking about having to necessarily have a mastectomy scar. You can have reconstructive surgery and you have...
breasts, but they're not, like, real.
Well, what makes a real breast anyway, bud, you know?
The kind what?
Don't answer that, okay? In fact, I don't want you in this discussion at all, okay?
Well, he has freedom of speech.
Not in this discussion, he doesn't, no. In fact, neither do you, Robert. In fact, neither do you, Margaret. I'll just lock it out. So make sure you do have your... test. What are you looking at?
You spoke to me as if I was nothing more than one of these droolers, and I'm not.
I understand, but I don't want to get into a big discussion about it. Just make sure you have your tests and all of the, your mammograms and your, what?
What is that? Western Union?
Yeah, that's right, bud. Mammograms are Western Union. And anyway...
Wow.
So make sure you get your testing and all that, and it's going to be fine. Everything is just going to be fine. Don't worry about it. I remember when I was married, Maria had a mammogram, and they found a mass. And we kind of sweated that one, you know, because she was worried. And there's nothing you can say, you know, to a woman who is sweating out the results of a mammogram, you know. You can't say, oh, it's going to be fine. What the hell do you know? You're a guy, you know. Oh, don't worry, honey. It's, you know, this percentages. Yeah, sure. But anyway, so it was kind of a sweat. And this doctor was fantastic. Because the reason why I say he was fantastic, he didn't walk into the room and go, okay, I looked at you. He came right in and he said, negative. Because he's dealt with enough women who are on pins and needles waiting for the results. So just as soon as he came through the door, he says, it's negative. So you didn't have to sweat it. And she was so relieved that she got up off the table and walked out into the hallway to the other office. She almost had forgotten to wrap herself in a gown. I mean, she was almost topless walking through the place. I think she just took this thing and put it up over her breasts. And, you're talking about, even though she is an ex-wife. So, yeah, it's a drag, Daddy-O. It's a real drag. All right, we'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Speaking of drag, Bud, you have something for us that you're going to be reading. I think it's is it a poem or...
Yeah, it's a little sort of a piece of narration that I'm going to do for a movie that I'd like to test out on you.
All right, Bud Dickman will do a piece of narration for us next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Okay, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I know that Bud Dickman is going to do some narration. I'm not sure I know what this is about. We do have David G. Hall on the line. Can you tell us a little bit about it, David?
Well, Bud is in line for something very, very rare, and it is not often that a member of the media, no matter what you do in the media, has an opportunity to audition as the voice of NFL films, and we're very excited for Bud.
Yeah.
The voice for NFL films.
That's right. And I...
Yeah, see, Mr. Hall?
I told Bud that you would be a little more gracious, Phil, but obviously...
Well, now, wait just a minute. What do you mean, the voice for NFL films?
The voice for NFL films. I mean, different ways you gotta say it. I don't stutter.
I'm not talking to you right now.
But Phil, it's the voice for NFL films. What do you want me to say? Now, they've had a lot of guys that...
Why him?
because he got in line for the audition. They've had a lot of guys down through the years. You remember John Facenda, of course, was the great one. Harry Callis or Carey or whatever that guy's... What was the guy's name, Harry Carey?
Harry Callis.
Harry Callis. Some other guys, Jerry Stegan, Dwayne Dubney. I'm making the names up.
That's great.
Well, there's other guys. What difference what their name is?
Because it probably means something to them.
Well, I could care less. The fact is there's been other guys. Who cares? The only guy that anybody really remembers is John Facenda. With any help with any hope and a little bit of help, they'll remember Bud.
Let me ask you a question. Why am I not up for this gig?
Did you audition for it?
Yeah, you auditioned for it?
Well, you haven't gotten the gig yet, have you?
No.
Okay.
Well, Phil, they had a casting call. You didn't go to it, huh?
No, I didn't go to it.
Didn't your agent tell you?
No.
Well,
you snooze, you lose. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, if you snooze, you lose.
Oh, is that right? If I snooze, I lose, huh?
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose.
Okay, I get it. If I snooze, I lose.
Don't be a little more gracious, Henry. God.
Yeah, no kidding. Can't you be happy for me?
Well, Bud, I'll say that if this is for real and this isn't a gag... And this is a real opportunity, I'll say it. Congratulations. And obviously the National Football League doesn't care any longer about anything.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah, I'll third that.
Well, that's a fine how do you do. That's a fine how do you do.
You're a fine howdy doody to you.
It's not fine howdy doody, it's fine how do you do. Look, you see what I'm saying? How could you back a play like this, David?
You always got to back your brother's play.
Back here. What is this? Wyatt Earp? So what are you going to read?
I'm going to read some on the NFL. What do you think?
You're going to read something about the NFL?
He's going to do like a highlight. Where's the music?
Yeah, right here. This is the music that it'll be used. And yeah, there.
Okay, Bud, go ahead and try it.
On a 33-yard line, the Green Bay Packers rolled back and went down a field. Then came on a third down, and another guy ran.
Beautiful. Perfect.
And,
wait a second. Are you guys high on drugs? Are you going to try and tell me that that is what you're going to read for whoever the guy is that's reading this kid? That? That's an example of his reading?
Well, hold on for a minute, will you? The kid, what did you do? Did you turn it down?
Yeah, Mr. Hall, he turned it down.
Let the kid finish.
Let him finish doing what? I'm listening and saying on the third down.
Do you have the copy in front of you?
No, I don't. He's got it.
Well, then you don't know what he's reading, do you?
Is that how it's written, Bud?
That's none of your beeswax.
Let me explain something to you, gentlemen. This is my show.
I knew you were going to pull that card.
You know something, Phil? This is when you're at your least attractive.
When I...
When you start with a thank you. Everybody out there can hear you being a big fat baby. Let Bud have his moment in the sun. If with any luck, Phil, if he gets this job, it could mean something for you. He might stuff something in your envelope at the end of the week.
Yeah, I might put something in your envelope.
Oh well, if you're gonna put something in my envelope.
Phil, don't belch.
Yeah, that's not good, Miss Honey.
I didn't belch.
Well, I thought I heard some gas. But anyway. Let's try this again, Jesus. Let's use that other music, Bud. What is that? We need some upbeat. Let me hear it. What do you got? Yeah, baby. That's it. That kind of do diddle do diddle do. Okay, that's good. Go, Bud.
On October the 3rd, 1960, let's say three.
Hold on for a minute. What do you mean? Let's say three. October 1960. What is that supposed to mean?
Will you let the kid finish what he's doing, please?
Wait, he doesn't even have any copy in front of him.
Yeah, I do. Here it is.
Well, then what is this? Well, let's say it's 63.
He's vamping.
Either they know the year or they don't know the year. If something took place in 1963...
Yeah, a long pass? Are you trying to tell me the only time there was a long pass for a touchdown was 1963? Is that what you're trying to say? Because if that's what you're trying to say, you're nuts. Ain't that right, Bud?
You got it, Mr. Hall.
There are a lot of long passes, a lot of touchdowns, and a lot of years. So Bud just said, you know.
And what team?
Let's call it the Baltimore Raiders.
The Baltimore Raiders.
Oh, you guys are kidding. You know what? You're never going to get this gig, man.
Oh, you're so jealous.
What is it with you, man, trying to get this kid jobs he's never going to get? Go ahead.
You wait and see. It'll be great. Okay, let's see. Where was I before you butchered it?
Watch your language.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is it. I like this music. Go ahead, bud.
On a third down from the 22-yard line, the ball was given to running back Billy Berberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberberber
swept the field, and then he jumped over a guy, and then the tackle was almost made. Then, first down, and it was the seconds was ticking away as quarterback Timmy Tuberver. And can I just turn? Wait, I'm not done yet.
Will you quit interrupting the kid?
What do you mean, Timmy? Turn this music off before I flip my lid. Are there names on that piece of paper that you've got?
Yeah.
What is? Let me see this. Bart Starr. How'd you get Timmy Tuberman out of that?
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you find the kid funny.
How does he get Timmy Tuberman out of that?
I don't know. That's between him and Timmy. Phil, you...
All right, so thanks a lot, bud.
You're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I'll let you keep working on that. You can keep working on that till the cows come home, man. That's great. You go ahead and you do that for NFL Films. I'm sure that... As a matter of fact, I'm going to give it to you. I hope they hire you, because I'd much rather hear that than half the gunk that I'm listening to, you know, in the thing with the thing. I'd rather listen to that, bud, than Dan Patrick. I'm joking. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
In a 1960 or whatever, 1972, Timmy Tuberman threw the ball for the touchdown in a game of...